Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical also offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. And now we welcome our classical arts contributor, Charles Greenfield.
Thank you, Ed. As South Florida continues its strong cultural growth, it's always a pleasure to discover a musical group that within a short period of time gathers momentum and thrives like a luxuriant bromeliad. Ensemble in residence at Florida International University since 2004, the Amernay String Quartet was created in 1991, won the gold medal at the Tokyo International Music Competition in 1992, and in 1995 was the first prize winner of the Banff International String Quartet Competition. The four members of the quartet, all former students at the Juilliard School in New York, consist of first violinist Misha Wittensen, second violinist Marsha Litley, violist Michael Klotz, and cellist Jason Calloway. Wittensen, a native of Tashkent in Uzbekistan, studied in Israel, performed with Zubin Mehta and the Israel Philharmonic, won the 1999 Aspen Music Festival Concerto Competition, and earned his Master of Music degree at Juilliard. Violinist Marsha Litley was a student of famed pedagogue Dorothy DeLay at Juilliard, has soloed with orchestras in Mexico and the U.S., and performed in music festivals including Aspen, Ravinia, Interlaken, Tanglewood, and the Isaac Stern Chamber Music Workshop at Carnegie Hall. Violist Michael Klotz made his solo debut with the Rochester Philharmonic at age 17. In 2002, he received a rare double master's degree in violin and viola at Juilliard. He has appeared as a soloist at Alice Tully Hall and Merkin Concert Hall, collaborated with the Ying Quartet, Roberto Diaz, and Anthony McGill, and worked with principal players of the New York Philharmonic and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Cellist Jason Calloway has had a versatile career as a soloist, chamber music player on both coasts of the U.S., and a new music proponent of composers like Boulez, Berio, Carter, and Birtwistle. He's also music director of Shir Ami, which is dedicated to Jewish art music. Besides her teaching responsibilities at FIU, the Amernay String Quartet concertizes worldwide, leads workshops and masterclasses, and runs a summer chamber music camp in Miami called Animato. New music is an important aspect to the group's mission statement. They have commissioned works and made numerous recordings. Some of the leading composers they've worked with include John Corigliano, David Epstein, Anthony Brandt, Gerhard Samuel, and Morton Subotnick. Recent recordings are Chausson Concerto Opus 21 for violin, piano, and string quartet, and Debussy's Quartet in G Minor Opus 10, live from the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival. Stephen Danker, Quartets No. 3 through 5, Morton Subotnick, and The Butterflies Begin to Sing, a work for string quartet, bass, MIDI keyboard and computer, and the music of Leo Sowerby. The Amernay String Quartet will be on an extensive tour this fall with performances in Colombia in late October, Belgrade in Serbia in early November, and Israel next May. For South Florida listeners, there will be numerous concerts at FIU's Wertheim Performing Arts Center in the spring of 2014. Praised by the New York Times for their intelligence and immensely satisfying playing, the Amernay String Quartet remains one of the region's top string quartets. With their robust performance schedule, the future seems rosy indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, for their worldwide broadcast on South Florida Arts Beat, please welcome the Amernay String Quartet.
Thank you.
The Amernay String Quartet. We'll hear more in just a minute. Please stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat. And at 18 minutes past the hour, Ed Bell with you here on South Florida Arts Beat. More information at Amernay, A-M-E-R-N-E-T, quartet.com. And we welcome the cellist, Mr. Jason Calloway, to the mic.
Thank you for being with us. We began the program with the second movement, the Scherzo, of Mendelssohn's final quartet in F minor, opus 80. And we will continue in just a moment with the slow movement of Beethoven's last quartet, opus 135.
Thank you.
We will continue with the first of five pieces for string quartet by the composer Erwin Schulhoff.
Marvelous, the Amernay String Quartet. More info at amernayquartet.com and more music coming up on South Florida Arts Beat. Please stay with us. Back on South Florida Arts Beat, Ed Bell with you with the amazing Amernay String Quartet, FIU's Ensemble in Residence. And once again, for more info, amernayquartet.com. And info at amernadequartet.com. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical also offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. And we welcome back to the mic the cellist of this marvelous group, Jason Calloway. Jason, please identify everybody in the group, please.
Oh, thanks again for having us, Ed.
Our pleasure.
Our first violinist is Misha Wittenson. Our second violinist is Marcia Litley. Violist Michael Klotz, and I'm the cellist, Jason Calloway.
Now, a lot of concerts coming up. Did I hear a list of you're flying all over the world? What's this about?
Something along those lines. We're busy racking up frequent flyer miles as quickly as we can.
Now, many concerts for South Floridians. You're part, of course, of the FIU 2013 to 2014 season. And I see Tuesday, February 4th, Thursday, November 21st, Thursday, January 30th. And that's all part and parcel of this year's FIU festival, is it not?
Indeed. We have a regular concert series at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center, which is on the university's main south campus, west of here. In addition, we have a space on Miami Beach, right on Lincoln Road, the Miami Beach Urban Studios. Mm-hmm. On the fourth floor of that building, there's a wonderful art gallery, and we have a three-concert season. I believe the first performance is the November 21st. And for those of our listeners here in South Florida, tomorrow evening, we have a performance, the first in our second season at the Betsy Hotel, 15th and Ocean in South Beach. This performance will actually be our first outside there on their rooftop deck.
Wow. Now, do I understand you also have a new recording coming out soon?
It's out already.
Ah.
It's on the Bridge Records. It's a recording of the music of Dmitri Tymochko, who's a member of the composition faculty at Princeton University. We've played several of his works and recorded a couple of them, in addition to having played his concerto for quartet and orchestra with the University Symphony last season.
Do we go online to find that?
Yes, you can find it on Amazon, or you can visit our website, which links to a place to buy it.
Very good. Well, it's an incredible honor to have you all join us today, and may we hear a few more compositions?
Certainly. We will continue with two more movements of the same work of Schulhoff. For those of you who aren't familiar with him, Schulhoff was a wonderful composer from around the turn of the 20th century until the time he died in a Nazi concentration camp in the early 1940s. This is a work which dates from the early 20s, and it's five short character pieces, of which we will play the third and fifth now.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will continue with a movement of another rarely heard work, the F major quartet of Mozart, Kürschel 168, from when he was still just a teenager. We'll play the lovely minuet.
Thank you.
the Amernay String Quartet. More information at amernayquartet.com and more music here on South Florida Arts Beat. Please stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, again, the Amernay String Quartet.
Thank you.
Amarnay String Quartet, FIU's Ensemble in Residence, Misha Wittensen on violin, Marcia Litley on violin, Michael Klotz, viola, Jason Calloway on cello. They'll be all over South Florida performing for the next several months at FIU for their music festival. And for more information, please go to amarnayquartet.com, or you can email info@amarnay, amernetquartet.com. We also have 310-991-2945. Thank you, Amarnay! Thank you. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own TropiChop. Pollo Tropical also offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. We also want to thank our technical directors, Andy Wagner on the broadcast mix, with Chris DeAngelis on the music mix. As well, we'd like to thank our great support staff, Suzanne Tapper, Tamara Thomas, and Uli Shackman of Friends of WLRN, with Friends volunteers Joan Robbins and Fran Cooper, Al Chikoy with WLRN-TV, Alfred Benson, Lewis Harrell, and Barbara Dubique of WLRN, and Jack Wolf of Impact Miami. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us at 305-995-2221 or email us your event information to info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.